love. The heart sliced open, gutted, clean. Love. Naked almost, in the everlasting street.
That's Princeton professor and Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Tracy K. Smith. In June, Smith was named Poet Laureate of the United States. Smith was appointed the 22nd Poet Laureate by the Librarian of Congress, and she's only required to conduct a few specific duties during the one-year job. For Smith, it's an opportunity to visit less traveled parts of the country and to use the power of her poetry to help people process some of the dissonance and anxiety Americans are facing.
One of the things we hear a lot at this moment in America is that we're a divided nation. And I feel that we're in a position of changing that if we can stop and say, what are the voices that we've gotten used to hearing? And what are the voices that we have excluded from our consciousness? I think the voices are different depending on who's asking that question. But it excites me to think that people who may have no way of coming into direct contact with each other can find an occasion where they might have something meaningful to share with each other. And I think literature is a great vehicle for that.
You know, part of the job of Poet Laureate, at least as far as I understand it, is to look across the country, to find something about the pulse or the spirit of America, good or bad. What do you see today when you think about this country and its people in this very contentious an anxious time that you mentioned?
We're worried. We're worried about our ways of life. We're worried by all of the possibilities that are out there in a world that seems like in many ways it's beyond our control. And I feel that stepping out of our own private concerns and thinking, wow, I have these strong feelings, I have these strong perspectives, I think someone else out there is entitled to their strong feelings and perspectives too. What would it take for me to sit down and listen to those statements and wishes and think about them alongside my own? What would it make me to become a more curious, empathetic, and perhaps less apprehensive person when it comes to the other people that make up this country?
Well, there's plenty of interchange in this country, I suppose, about our anxieties and our fears of one another, our suspicions. It's all over cable news. It's all over Twitter. Is there something special about poetry that can accomplish more?
You know, poems speak to everything. Poems speak to the world. They speak to the public realm. They speak to the private. But what I think any poem, no matter the topic, does is provide a reader with a vocabulary for the inner life. It provides a sense of language, image, and even, you know, like visceral feeling that says, this is what it feels like to live in the world. This is what it feels like to live with feelings and questions and memories and wishes. And what I think that does is it pulls our attention away from all the many things in our culture that seek to convince us that we are merely parts of a powerless crowd or just a mass and indistinguishable crowd. It reminds us that, you know, we're unique, that we have agency and that we have sensitivity. And if we can believe this about ourselves, I think we're more likely to believe it about other people.
Professor Smith, you have a poem called Unrest in Baton Rouge. I wonder if you'd be willing to read it for us.
Sure. The poem is written in response to a photograph that ran. It was taken by a photojournalist named Jonathan Bachman, and it depicts an image of a woman in a sundress who is participating in a march. She's being faced by a line of police officers in combat gear. And the sense of balance or imbalance in the image, just in terms of visual weight, really spoke to my sense of the vulnerability that this woman was willing to step into. To me, the image made me think about love, and it made me think that sometimes what we're most afraid of is loving each other and thinking in compassionate rather than fearful terms about each other. So this is a poem that articulates that sense of love in a way that is a little bit dangerous. Unrest in Baton Rouge. Our bodies run with ink-dark blood. Blood pools in the pavement's seams. Is it strange to say love is a language few practice, but all or near all speak? Even the men in black armor, the ones jangling handcuffs and keys. What else are they so buffered against, if not love's blade, sizing up the heart's familiar meat? We watch and grieve. We sleep, stir, eat. Love, the heart sliced open, gutted, clean. Love, naked almost, in the everlasting street, skirt lifted by a different kind of breeze.
Tracy Smith, as you read your poem, this is the famous photo of the young black woman standing upright, as you mentioned, in the sundress, as right. officers in riot gear approach her. She's the love in this poem.
Yeah. And I think, you know, she's beautiful and courageous, and I love that she has become an emblem of this capacity. But I also feel like it was such a powerful image because this is something that we all have the potential to manifest in one way or another. What I love about a poem's ability to speak to or process some of these really heavy issues is that unlike a dinner party, say, where you might feel emboldened to hold forth about your impassioned convictions, a poem is going to challenge you to get past what you already feel like you understand and to trouble that sense of certainty. I think a poem is also most engaging when it makes the sense of us versus them irrelevant, and where one might be made to understand that they're implicated in every aspect of a situation that might be troubling. I think that if we can't allow ourselves to be honest in that respect, then we're just kind of mouthing off.
Well, it's an exciting job you have in front of you. And maybe after you do some of that travel and some of that hearing, you might join us again at the end of your term and share some of your poems that result from that.
I'd love that.
Tracy K. Smith is professor of creative writing at Princeton University and soon to be, in September, the 22nd Poet Laureate of the United States.